Yeah, reviewing your rules are changed to make them relevant for the independent issue of Halakha, national assembly. Yanni, I know that you are very conservative naturally. Just avoid the short rules and that the rules. The rules must be dynamic. It must be very dynamic, they must be applied. But they are not a court, they are not also a fighter or a Quran. No, this thing is actually a sudden. And we must then try our level best to make without undermining the quality of work that we do. We must have been very exhausted for seven. And then I'll find the chief that supported this because it has been like this since 2014. Early 2014. An entire year, every day, dealing with one rule for 5 hours. And then working with people who know grammar, sometimes they have law, then they substance dealing with grammar, whether shall or may is appropriate. It takes long, let alone that people lose English in their first language or mother tongue. Sometimes we become spectators when people speak their mother tongue as male child. It's difficult to get involved there. So many of us, English is my second language. And therefore, I always appreciate those whose language is their first mother tongue. They must enjoy and also actually try to understand as they pass. What we are interested on is the politics of the rule. What is the politics of the rule? The language will follow, but what is the politics of the rules? What is the purpose? Unless the clarity of purpose in every rule that you are putting forward are going to cause confusion in the nation. The rules also, they can't anticipate all forms of behavior and conduct of members. But we should try as much as we could. We have rules that are very clear, that are applicable, that they can be implemented. Then the clarity of purpose is very important. The meaning of the rule is very important. Then once you are through with that, the politics of every rule, what is the politics of the rule in a democratic national assembly, or democratic parliament policy? Because every rule must be relevant. The clarity of purpose must be clear, the meaning must be clear, then the language is easy for them to put the correct weight in. Because they wouldn't put any correct weight in the language. They have no clarity of purpose, what they want to do with it. Because the rule will apply for them to members of parliament collectively. It's just important for us to do that. That's why sometimes it takes long for one rule to be completed. And then Yami Parliament is many other experiences of all African parliaments. I'm not sure that consumer democracies or not consumer democracy, but I know that South Africa is a consumer democracy. Therefore the constitution takes precedence. Anything that you are doing is subject to the constitution. And therefore it's very important that we do that. And work out in such a way that assists us. Always emphasizing this point that we are not reviewing our rules because of the new composition of the National Assembly. That we should interpret it in that way. And then even if this new composition is there or not, we are already dealing with the question of review of the assembly. It's just important that we don't really end the task working as if the new many parties who are in the legislature, therefore in parliament, they are changing everything to most of them. They are not a threat on this matter. And then they are not even an issue on this matter. And then the issue here is that we are keeping this responsibility since 2018. But in NS we started in 2014 to write on the review of them. Therefore, his own purposes, I think it's very important that we do so. to avoid again many people asking us the question, why are women in the rules now? Why are we not in the rules all along? When we have started long time ago to deal with the question of the rules. And I was saying, I think the support services of Parliament must be very tired now. They must write 6 documents. In fact, writing this one, the base document, was a lot of work, a lot of energy. And then really sleepless night ahead for the support services. That then following that week, we were not able to the task team. Very humble, very complete, very detailed. And then well written, general on that. I think usually with the source, they will really consider this as a source document for them to understand their role. As they always say, competitiveness will be that. A member of parliament who doesn't know the rules, a blind member of parliament. If you don't know the rules, a blind member of parliament. You shouldn't go to committees and you don't know the rules of committees, how committees work, and then how the committee system, and then who does what, the minority view, how you accommodate them, and how you debate issues in the house. And it's that important that we always do that. But that's why then I think Bernardo Sassoon, the former speaker, just decided that we must deal with this man. And then we must really work with them accordingly. We must not be too slow, but also we must not overlook the most important areas that we need to discuss. And then I hope that today we'll be able to deal with that. 6, 7, 8, 9. I'm not very long, but yesterday also I thought that we're going to take about 1 hour on chapter 5, but it takes, it took about 8 hours because of honorable Paul. No rule passes without you commenting on it. We have rejected many of our formulations. And as I think then took a lot of time on that, but I think it was highly appreciated. Let us try today to finalize this and try to push here and there without denying members in us come also to debate issues. So the rules that we are trying should live longer than Nyami. I know that one of the things that Nyami in particular here is 20 years in Parliament. And therefore is a veteran of this legislation. Parliament general. I think it should be also that 20 years taking the experience in legislation someplace, but general the 20 years of experience. Then we must have the rules that will also be amended 20 years from now. And then we shouldn't have the rules that within 2 months they are amended because they are wrong ways of them. We have no clarity of purpose, we're in a hurry, we didn't want to apply our minds and make it difficult then for the speaker to implement the rules. That's why then we are legal this far in some of the areas that we are dealing with. And then today, because I really short chapter, decision on questions, I think 30 minutes would be sufficient. 30 minutes would be sufficient, and Honorable Kaji has not arrived. And then we should try to do that. Okay, there's another area that we must try to apply our minds. Is the dress code. Is the dress code. As we leave chapter 9 today, we should have a general discussion on the dress code. And try to put it as you may decide to do that one short rule of the dress code. And then put the guidelines and every detail brought in the guidelines. And then it will be easy sometimes to see some of the issues there. And we are not also doing this thing because of the new friends who are in the parliament. We are started this thing with the dress code long before they were in power. And therefore, we must deal with this issue, not because of the campus that are there now. We thought about this matter in 2018-14. There is a continuation of our discussion. Then we should be discovering that we are doing this because of the new arrivals. They were not born when we started discussing. How do you want to give the professional dress code of balance? Because members have been raising some complaints about the dress code. In fact, I think security should you know that on your side, when Honorable Ken Schweitzer was the week, he used to go to ask and tell a member they are not dressing appropriate as a member of parliament. It's not something that we are doing now because of new people. We have been concerned about the dress code for some time. I'm not sure what is the appropriate dress code, but I think the collective wisdom of you will assist us to have a discussion and apply our minds. That is your purpose also, it's very important to us if we want to track the rules of the National Assembly, the treatment of all people. Because I think it's cash, but there's no other body that will present the South African legislative parliament. I'm not sure whether any other body. As far as I know, only parliament that represents the entire society. Therefore, how we track things, we should also be assisting our society to know how to resolve problems. That has been our problem, really. Like, how do we resolve problems as members of parliament? Because if we don't resolve them correctly, if we beat police and they came their side and we do all this thing, we are almost telling the society that it's correct to beat the police. It is correct. It's very terrible that you can allow a situation like that because we represent the aspiration and their dreams. Generally, they learn from us. That's why we are talking about these rules to assist us to cover some of these areas as well. And hopefully then we'll be through on this. And then I think there will be some few rules that maybe the National Assembly Secretary would want us also to consider. And then we'll put them forward for us to look at them and ensure that then we start preparing the National Assembly side, hopefully. The other side also be preparing themselves. When we meet at least all of us will have clarity what exactly should we do. We don't have sufficient time, therefore a chance to push this correctly. As far as I know, yesterday there was no matter that was left over for us to relook at it today. And then chapter 5, we dealt with it and very well, and I think we are very satisfied with it. We'll see the progress of that. And then the AMC, the DA, some point at the basis. I think everyone is accommodating that problem. Since from chapter 1, chapter 1 to 5, when you go to the rules committee, you are just going there almost for formality. Because we have agreed. You would think to correct that we agreed here, we go to the rules committee to start opening a debate about something that we have exhausted over 8 hours. We won't allow that. And then it's very easy to get excited and start doing things that are wrong. When we have agreed here that this is how we're going to do things, if there are some waiting problems, surely we can raise them. But not the essence and the purpose and the intention and the meaning of the rule. And then hopefully we'll have enough time for this to do that. Because I know that sometimes things happen that way and they cause great havoc and confusion. Take 3 years of working together and suddenly you go to a house, a member from nowhere starts raising things that really have been discussed for many years. And then it delays everyone, causes some harm and confusion. I want us to move with 30 minutes, I guess, for chapter 6. I think it's possible to do it in 30 minutes. And can we do that and start with 7, 74, chapter 6, decisions or decision of questions. Let's go for 76, 74. Any issue there that you want to raise?
Thank you, James. Good morning, everyone. I note here, well, firstly the numbering is going to be looked at, and just say, okay, you start with 74 and you end with 74. I think then you move to a few others in chapter 5 and that kind of thing. But the whole question of forms, I mean, forms has never been in our rules, it's the first time that it's coming up. The issue is decision of questions. So, when I look at the ANC documents, see they are quoting in terms of section 53 of the Constitution, except where the Constitution or these rules provide otherwise. So where do you get the rules? If we're quoting the Constitution, they quote the Constitution. Section 53 of the Constitution says A and B, and whatever. But we don't bring, we can't bring in all these rules. The other one is quoting directly from the Constitution. But no, one can understand that when this question is being decided on, there has to be a quorum, there has to be a majority, and that kind of thing. But what is a quorum? You know, in other parliaments, in the British parliaments and things like that, you have two people in the house when somebody is talking on the matter. But when the decision is taken, since everybody rushes in, that is when you require the majority of the members in the house. So I'm just saying this in general. Because sometimes, you know, we're talking about things where there might be 20 people in the house. Does that mean there's no quorum? It's only 20 people want to listen. But when the decision is taken on that matter, then you need quorum. I'm just trying to throw this generally into the discussion to see what is a quorum and why do we need to have a quorum every time in the House sits, or should we have the required number of people who are taking a decision on the question?
Honorable. Welcome.
Thank you. Jefferson, I think this matter was discussed actually in the past. And we said during that time, and that's why also the Constitution also contains a reference to that. We then said, but is it not good to have four clauses in the chapter which deals with the decisions?
Let me call her name. Come this side, don't run away from here. Because we may give you to our bike at the wrong one. If you are so far a stranger, the Minister of National Assembly is allowed to be there because you must go out and do otherwise. All others must be here. To a half.
And the reason for that is specifically now, because the subcommittee proposes that the suspension or amendment of rules requires a special majority in effect. So that doesn't fit in with the Constitution, it's more than the Constitution requires, and therefore we won't in all these rules to fit with that. because otherwise that other rule couldn't function. A special majority that requires four amendments and suspension of rules is needed, and then we need to make an adjustment. And as for the quorum, Source 5 has remained there because he's concerned that unless a decision is being taken, no quorum is required. During debates, they can in fact be two members. It doesn't look good, it's a public image and so on, but the legal position is that you only require a quorum of presence, even. It's not even a particular vote, so it's the presence of members. It's required in taking decisions at no other time. But the snag is that all kinds of questions are taken in the course of a day's meeting, not just the formal motion or law at the second time, but the proposal that something stands over is a decision. And so there's all kinds of other little formal decisions that get taken and also require a quorum. So it's best to try and maintain a quorum as far as possible at all times, because if there's no quorum, you can't take any decisions.
Yeah, and I would say.
I'm looking at 25. I see we still got the quorum there, an absence of quorum.
Yep.
So it's dead. So why are we hitting this quorum?
I don't think we want to change the heading. The 25 years that the Assembly may proceed with its business irrespective of the number of members present. It's broadly a quorum issue, but it could perhaps change the heading to show that it's not the same as the
7 or 8. Of course, the point that you must take care of, I think that is raised, is that in terms of your proposed amendment of the rules, proposed because the rules committee has not met to assess them. I refer them to the proposal. That you say that, I know that the deputy chief whip and the chief whip and other whips, I think, the Honorable Shibam, they always stand up in the house and move for some point of precedent and then amending the rules, all the paper, precedents, and all this matter. That because now we are proposing that you can't do that unless you have 201 members in the Assembly. The reason that the rule is to be regarded as almost the constitution of the Assembly. That you can't change them willy-nilly. If you fail to plan correctly, you go to the chamber to change the rules. Suddenly there's a matter of national importance. The rule is not there. You want to change the rule, you formulate that the rule is that it's wrong. Because otherwise we want every member of the Assembly to respect the rules. And the rules also to be applied accordingly. That is the main reason why I think we'll find a proper wording for this, I guess, for Rule 25. Because this one is about decisions. That no decision can be taken in the chamber without at least 50 plus 1. And then there are rules also that say if one set of members are necessary, this and that. I thought that we should try to do that way. I think that's why Pastor was saying on Rule 25, you try to find an appropriate heading that then indicates which is not the same as the decision making in terms of Rule 74A and other things.
Yes. Would members' attendance be better for 25? Just members' attendance instead of quorum. Because 25 is not about the decision making, but not needing enough quorum.
I think we covered because the question is not changing. We always needed for any other matter, if you look at 21. So the question is not changing, except in the instance that we found a assassination, that we now say that you need at least half plus one of the members present when the president is so that is the only other additional requirement that is introduced. So the risk is not being affected. It's just the sort of the location of the rule as well.
Okay. Another point on this rule, it seems, let's move.
Can I just say that the proposal made in the energy that we actually have an appendix B, which lists the issues or the matters before the House, which require a special majority. Now we know that the Constitution prescribes specific majorities for specific issues, such as the constitutional amendments, so if we should perhaps include those in an appendix B to the rules. So that is our proposal. And then secondly, that the cover 2 of the task team recommendation is then actually also not visible. And I just want to have comments from the other colleagues on this.
Any comment? We have to take the constitutional requirement and put them somewhere up in the member to be able to page through and understand exactly this one needs 1/3, this one needs 75%, this one needs 2/3, this one doesn't need that. Because it's easy then for a member when he stands to move a motion or to take any decision to know what necessary is needed.
At the moment I'm just getting the guide on two different pages. And so just transfer it and
okay, let us proceed, colleagues. I think we have that. Yes.
So we need the title as
follows. Yeah, it's follows.
In the first document on the 25 or 26, there's a note which says it would be practical to give a provision stating that no quorum is required to proceed with purpose, and that would be relevant to maintaining it and all of it. So, where would we put that if we are
deleting
change
on 26? We are not deleting them as far as I know. We are
going to change.
But the point that you are saying now is that we would maybe change the heading. It seems you wanted to propose attendance rather than the quorum in 25.
Yeah.
I'm a little concerned. I don't have it on my source document. And I just wanted to make sure that the document it is the one with the green cover, which is the green cover. So that is the
I think you'll find that 25 has not been removed entirely. The quorum part of it has been removed. This is what was sub 2 in the original rules. That has been moved to the different versions. But sub 1, there's one attempt to be taken off, and there's just one 3-line rule there, which confirms that no quorum is required in the venue.
Okay, can we move for? Yeah.
Chairperson, if we look at the entry subsection 7488, which is entirely on authority, if we look at the section 53 of the Constitution, section 51, it has been captured, sections sub 1A and B have been captured in 74A. But the only section that is not being captured is all questions before the assembly are decided by a majority of the votes cast. So the recommendation here is that we insert a new heading, questions to be decided by a majority. And that is, in terms of section 53 of the Constitution, except where the Constitution provides otherwise, which is the list that we refer to, all questions before the assembly are decided by a majority of the votes cast.
Any comment on that, Honourable Kazi?
thank you, Secretary Goodman, and colleagues. I think it should be personally decided by simple majority, not necessarily, not anything, not ordinarily a majority, but a simple majority. So we should insert the word simple majority.
7-8-74-8-8. Chair, I think that's 74-8 taken directly from the Constitution. And we can't change that. But it says in 53-1C, all questions before the Assembly are decided by a majority of the votes cast. I'm looking at our Constitution in that regard. And I think it's just a repetition of what is in the Constitution. But I don't know why, okay, one is a quorum and each of the other is a decision.
Yeah.
So it's two separate issues.
Yeah.
But
okay.
It's right here in the
Constitution. Yeah. I think that we don't require in that rule the words except as the Constitution provides otherwise. Because in all cases, the decision is taken independent of quorum by a majority.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it is that. Okay, let us proceed.
I think, Chairperson, let us just check that, that we ask our legal desk to check that, because it may be that in some of the provisions,
all decisions are taken by majority. There will be no decision taken by minority anyway. No, it's majority. It's majority. I think they are correct. That let us set it as it is in the Constitution.
Okay.
And then we put it there, then we are going to elaborate. These are areas that need like majority. And then it will be easy then for colleagues to know. When you take the rules, you must know which majority is what area you need. And then if you need to take majority, you must be there. If you need simple majority, you'll be there. If you need one third, you'll be there. Generally, that's what you wanted us to cover. That's the rule. They take it. The whole head is from the Constitution as it is, but they are going to elaborate later to say these are areas of the Honorable Shiva.
Thanks, Chair. I don't know whether the one on the position is quite relevant here, but I wanted to talk away when the need to have unknown people to cast votes without them being a president of them to vote for one position. I think that must be good for me. If we were going to decide to check if we need the reflect the situation that happened prior to being in power or question being passed in Parliament, members of Parliament should vote without saying that I, as Floyd, is voted for this particular system. And that's a secret voting, the secret ballot system on constant questions. I think that can make the Parliament much more dynamic than currently is, because if I represent a political party, and even when I genuinely do not agree with legislation, I'm forced to vote on touching instructions and like the member. It sends members of Parliament to Roberts of political parties. So let us allow, let us do a provision for members of Parliament to vote anonymously.
Okay, there's a proposal. Colleagues, we must look at it. Let us apply our minds, work on it, given the fact that every member of Parliament who is here is on the list of the party. Is based on the proportional representation, all that, but is raising a point that the Whip Party, as an important, they lifted the whip to say that a member will vote according to his or her conscience. It has happened in other areas where the whip simply say that go ahead and vote according to your conscience. Despite the fact that you are from the party, you stand by the position of the party, the policies of the party, so, but it's raising a point that we must apply our manual. Let us apply and learn from other for the parliaments that are constitutional in nature and see what we want to do. Okay. Honorable Shiva, we will look at this point. You cannot have more if you do have experiences of other of other parliament there. Okay, let us move on, please.
Can we deal with absence of the quorum? I think it's a very simple straightforward. Any view on that one? Yes, okay.
Maybe you're still in my papers. Are you still not in
this
room?
Yes. No, let me check. Parent, taxi, country.
I just wanted to raise one concern that we had with, if you look at the bottom of the ANC proposal on page 22, it says, all members present in the chamber when the electronic system voting system is used must record their presence. But then it goes on to say, any member who fails or refuses to record his or her presence must be recorded as present. Right. Now the issue is that creates somewhat of an administrative problem for the table, because the table, you know, doesn't know who's in the house at any one point. So there could be 300 members in the house, some of whom haven't voted for whatever reason. I don't think it happens very often, but say it does happen. How will the table know, or the speaker know, who is in the house but hasn't voted?
Let me check when I will see.
Yes, thank you. I might even another point of one. The ringing of the bell.
The ringing of the bell, okay.
Yeah, for 3 minutes or such a longer time. But it can be a shorter time. Or such time as a presiding officer might direct. You don't have to for such a longer time.
Yeah. Yeah, no. That I think would be fine. Is that different meaning?
That means you can ring for less than 3 minutes?
Yes.
Which I think the process normally is that the first time in the division, you allow members time to come from committee rooms and their offices, so it's 5 minutes. They're currently 5 minutes. But if there are successive decisions being taken, then it's 1 minute, 7 minutes.
It's
not something
you actually create, the accounting case, it should be changed to 3 minutes.
So we should consider it. And subsequently, of course, they will start contacted every time they, and sometimes they take a decision now in 1 minute, because members are already in the chamber. No one is going to be called outside. But this is because we are also raising an issue of the aspect that members may also be streamed, and that members, as they come in themselves, can be streamed. We know that members sometimes refuse to be streamed. And there's a point that every party general take care of this and have a discussion of that and see how they want to implement it in terms of the shiftless forum. I think 5 minutes makes sense, because sometimes when a meeting you're supposed to vote there, maybe vote and come this way. And then the subsequent it can be decided at 1 minute. But I don't think we should put it 1 minute. Then they decide very general what is it they want to do. Okay. Team, we are fine now. Chair?
Chairperson, I think we should deal with a matter that Chairman has raised, which I think is a significant administrative burden, and it would probably be difficult for the table staff to
Can you motivate the intention?
Just
for us to know exactly what it is that you are proposing.
Thank you, Chair. The reason for the introduction of the judicial measure was to make sure that there is not a deliberate intention to disrupt the House proceedings, and then for members to not recall their presence, so that the official record of the House does not reflect the actual number of them. But I think what we should do is we should restore the burden of this exercise to the whippers, so that they can in fact check on either side if there is physical quorum present in the House. And if that head count finished with a record as presented to the MOK. So I think we could manage it in another way. But that is actually just to make sure that when the forum is determined, it is the real pool of members for the MOK.
Okay. Rabbi Shibamba, one thing at the point?
No, not on the 74B3B. I think the last quality is okay, we must not say that.
Would be, what are you saying there?
That says that the, you are bound to record your presence and even not recording your presence, you are going to be recorded as a present even immediately. But there are other mechanisms that can be utilized. That's the result of the call, not the present.
Yes.
Chairperson, I think we can retain it as proposed by the South team, so that it is clear that the rules say you must return to presence. It's so requested by the presiding officer, but that the burden is not going to be on the NSA.
Yeah, no, I think we should take what the South team proposes. That when we are called upon to report our presence, surely there shouldn't be a member who refuses to record that I'm present in the house. He was not voting, just to assessing the quorum. And then when you vote, of course, there's no passing, there's no yes, there's also abstain. And then members then decide to do something. But I think it's important that if you want to assessing the quorum, surely every member who's present must pass. And then you know that we've got 50% plus one, and then we can then take a decision. If members are there in their house, they don't want to do anything, I think it would be a problem for forum purposes. I think that's why the task team, in fact, said very strong that we should put it that way. It seems there's no objection to that, so let us know.
Yeah.
Okay. Then,
yeah, sir, I think the one other crucial point is the one of voting when using the electronic voting system. Surely there should be a member that's in the house who is actually not voting on that system, because all three options are there. Because surely if you don't vote, you're sending a very wrong message. And when the options are allowed, that you can say yes, can say no, and you can abstain, so that the numbers are able to be compared with the quorum. That
everybody
is voted in
that.
Well,
I would say...
Chairperson, yeah, that is Rule 89, which we come into, which we have to look at, where every member, they say, yeah, person in the chamber, when the question is put to the door, locks, shall vote. Now, that is it. I know there are members who were in the house when we took certain votes, who didn't vote. They just sat there.
No. On the floor.
And that compels you, not necessarily. If you don't think that the question before the house is not necessarily, does not involve us, it's like, it's an insignificant thing. You don't want to participate at all on a question, you can't compel people to vote. But in other words, not democratic. You can't persuade people to say president or president or president. Even with the principle of what democracy, it is the wrong a huge number of people who are registered for voters are not across 10 million. Don't even participate, don't even register to vote in every day. So why would you want to do that in time possibly? If you can attach issues to the vote by one party and the party of their vote. If you don't want to participate in it at all, you must not participate. You can't force people to do so.
No. That's fine.
Chair, I think that the problem is that if you don't do that, make that the requirement, then the results will show yeses, noes, and abstentions, and the total of those may be less than the quorum requirements. So then you have to, on all occasions, first establish quorum by division, by using the voting systems, and then you say those for and against for abstaining. that's fine. You've got your total figure showing in court. If you don't do that, then you don't know the court. Mm-hmm.
Then it has to
It must be our obligation to make sure that there's always Quran in the house. Can't push that. Because I think that what he has as a weak point on the position, sometimes is to break the Quran, so that the ruling party or the majority party has got an obligation to make sure that all the members are always in the house. That is what we do every day. I don't know, because it means that now we can't put pressure on the ruling party to make the numbers are there, because now we are compelled as members of the opposition to be there and president and everything. We do that every time. That is what happens in parliament as well. But at some stage we should compel the party to have an adequate number of people present in the internal polls to take decisions in the city. That is why you are a majority party or a government. You must always be upbeat. It's a total issue. It's not an issue that must be now made into law and because we can't work like that. It's like a being sort of much controls in the government. We can't stop those like that. Everyone now, who wouldn't want to do that if it was a government?
I'll take to the Honorable Kali and Honorable Deputy Chief for Honorable
Chief. Chairperson, I was under the impression that we were still dealing with the issue of Quorum and the establishment of Quorum. And I think we were just first deal with that matter. Because clearly there are good reasons for establishing the Quorum of the House before the House proceeds to decision making. And therefore we accept that the quorum requirement that is used here, which was already in the rules of the way of the current assembly, that we just adopt that, and general procedure that must be followed absent of the quorum, and then from there we get to the others, and we will get to Rule 89, which is by the way also currently part of the rules, and it is part of the rules of all other parliaments, that members have an option to leave and that the doors are barred. I mean that is a way to get out of the process as well.
Now, I think ascertaining the quorum in the chamber of great that every member was there when the speaker or presiding officers call upon the session. A member must record his or her presence. You agree on that every member when he's sitting there, you want to assess in the quorum, then you should be able to press and say, I'm present. Then how you vote is a separate issue that this Lord is raised. That then we are going to discuss it as we deal with 89. In terms of casting of votes, how do you do that? But in terms of the quorum, I think we agree that every member who's present or sitting there will say that I'm present. Because it's just recording the quorum. After that, then how you vote for whatever question that is put forward, then the number that is 89, then you're going to discuss. I think Floyd was raising that, not in terms of equal ambition. And the... Paul?
No, just welcome, Floyd.
We're
very excited that you make a positive note that the repartition mission makes it much. You should really welcome that. I don't think that it's something that is not encouraging. It's a correct view that you're holding, that it's our responsibility to make sure that the House is in attendance. Whenever one major thing to be voted for, we should welcome the President to say, get your House in order, and make sure that you do that. But maybe the other challenge is, how do we handle the fact of non-voting if it's inside the House? I think you can punish us, but maybe that's the element we need to deal with. Because you see that is you either vote, I mean you're going to vote or you're going to abstain, you're going to both different people. There are no those two options. So for the sake of the world, what do we do? It's about what we are going to achieve, who is in the house, which is normal. I mean, it's not something about you are sitting on the ground. What the police can do is at the moment. The question is, who is in the house, who are we talking to? Was everybody present in that particular period when we are giving that particular vote? So when you abstain in Doha, was in general the public was abstaining, but we still give services. We still go to them, provide services, but we still help us in the statistics of how many South Africans are in South Africa. All those things they have, it's a value that they have. It's a non-value that they only want to go. It's a non-value that they want to participate. So even if you are being present in the house and feel like you're absent, don't just think that it's not helpful at all. So that I'm not trying to point out what that is like. For the physical say I'm abstaining from this particular group, and then it means that your presence is at least looked upon or not. And I'm saying that suppose the opposition is stay away at all. And what type of an attitude that I see that to the ordinary person outside that. Members of parliament, why they are present, non-voting is something that should be acceptable and done as a protest vote against society and against any other force. So in a broader way, it's what I'm trying to understand, what message I'm sending when you put it in that context. It's what I'm talking about too.
Honorable Ali, friend, congressman.
Yeah, thank you. I think just get clarity on when you are determining a quorum. See, if it's a yes vote, it's a no. What happens to the abstain vote and the no vote? I need to understand that. Because if you don't record a presence at all, then it affects the quorum. But if you detect a yes or an abstain or a no, I'm understanding that it takes the total number of people present. Okay. And that's fine. Establishing a quorum is fine. But I am of the view that it's not, and especially you know, the role of, it's not the role of the opposition to provide quorums. And if we wish to be seated in the chamber and watch how the votes go and not vote, I think that's also a lunch which has to be understood and respected. We can't be kept silent just because we wish to show a protest. And if we're talking about, and we can't write it into the rules, but I think we must have an understanding about it, that the opposition has mechanisms of showing protest and not recording your vote is one of them.
Honorable Mashila.
Well, Chairperson, of course, that I thought that we were still coming to 8-9 as we indicated. Because some of us just wanted to raise that. One believes that when we are sitting in the House, when we vote, it's not the ruling party that votes. In the House, that votes. And so the constitution of the House, it includes all other parties. I think this is a matter that we really need to talk to it, because if we are going to reduce the House to the ruling party, then it's going to be problematic as we move on. And I thought that the House consists of 400 members, which you know, we are coming from all different parties in that we form the National Assembly as a whole. And when the Speaker comes out to vote, it's the whole House. And therefore, let me reserve it when it's to talk to for 89.
That colleagues can be
proceeded
in this matter. Certainly, we have agreed on the quorum issue. Just to assess in whether their House is forming a quorum before a decision is taken. We have agreed on that. But everyone who's present from the, in the House
full record that I'm present, and the quorum then is arrived, right? How you vote is a separate issue. Let us close that one, and then we go to 89. As we go to 89, then we can deal with some of the points that were raised. But we should not try to, those who are managing the politics, one of the issues with and whatever, they will manage the politics, you know, with forums and all other forums. And of course, the point where that is the truth of the governing party to form a quorum when a decision is made. And then those are issues there that are politics. What we are trying to do is to design rules that will regulate how you engage on politics. We are not trying to say, we are not designing the rules to manage how you engage in politics. But you regulate how you engage in politics in a very decent and civilized manner. The rules vary, are meaning for that. So how you persuade Floyd to vote for Nyambi is another question of political management. And then whether, when the quorum is approaching and then you are called upon to vote, the position can work out or not, really is a separate issue completely. I think we agree on the main issue that we are talking about. Then, yeah.
If I do not wish to be recorded as part of the court,
no,
and I don't walk out,
it's just the point that I'm trying to raise. Let us not get in a overall. The point is that once you're a member of parliament, you are in the chamber. You have to record that you are present when you are called upon by the speaker to record that. You are not voting. You are just assessing that there is a quorum for a decision to be taken. And then once then the decision calls, you may decide to vote, to abstain, to walk out, or there are three options. Yes, no, abstain, or you walk out. Because you have been doing that anyway. Now you can't sit in a chamber without voting when the vote is called. That's the point that I think Floyd is raised. Let us discuss that when we deal with 89. At the moment, let us pass and deal with 85. Yes. And then Ian will follow this. Is that what I'm worried
about? So, what is the quorum for then? What is the quorum for? Say that when we arrive in the Senate Assembly, the quarter of presidents will say that there's a quorum. Yes. When the time for voting arrives, do we use the quorum that was recorded when we arrive, or do we constitute another quorum altogether? Taking into account people who are outside or who have left altogether. So what is the use of this special quorum that day? Why is it necessary? What was used for? Because we are still leaving the option that people can work out and everything. And the point which Chair wants to raise is that there is no need for members of the opposition to specifically walk out of a democratic process. We don't have to physically walk out there. We can record our dissatisfaction with the vote process by not voting at all, and it was not counted as part of the quorum and everything else, because it is our right to say that we don't think this question should have come to parliament in the first place. We don't think that this question is that we can't say no, because by abstaining, by threatening the abstain button, they were legitimizing the decision which is going to be taken. And we can't be, so we don't have to be visible. Allow us to work out without leaving the chamber. Out of the process as opposition, and what we're speaking now as opposition, tomorrow it will be somewhat kind of like, let us have a far much more, decorum kind of project, you know, which falls within that framework. Let us allow us to, it is the obligation of the majority party, wherever there is a majority party, to make sure that at least there is minimum of 50% in each and every sitting of the House. That is the obligation of the ruling party. We can't now legitimize the votes, because
No. Because let us come to that when it was passed at Rule 89.
No, no, sir. Can I lose my question? The Democratic Church. Don't go with the suppression as unnecessary. So, you see, Paul said it's crucial to us that when we put the rules together, we are putting rules together for a multi-party system, and all of us are tribes, you see. Yes. And when we use the resources of the state for the fiscal and salary, we should all be knowing where to start the land, you see. They can't be free riders in the system, you see. Yes. And what did that say? There is three riders, it was. It automatically means that you come to parliament and there's work that has been done around the particular legislation, and then you say to yourself, at a particular time I want to, and then you continue to hit yourself against the ruling party. That's what they are trying to do now. And it's not determined by 85 or 89 chapters, it's determined by the politics of what type of parliament are we talking about. I was saying to each other, the type of opposition that you should have in the South African context is an opposition that will quite come to the House or would clearly say that we don't cooperate, we don't want to be part of the system, we walk out. This is what we want to understand from ourselves, that with whom are we dealing with? Are we dealing with members of Parliament who are quite clear that there are rules that have to be established? Because if you use a protest vote, And it's not even registered within the rules, what is the purpose of that particular protest vote? And you then say that we must then say to ourselves, we are here in the House and we are absent. And what should we say to the citizenship of South Africa, that we are here just to come and decorate yourself? This is what we are trying to do. How far does that one go? And how far? Because we are earning a salary. We are earning a salary. And we are all got an obligation for citizens in South Africa. I mean, a party representative to play particular roles. What is this thing now?
I think we are debating an non-issue. We are debating, you know, what? Just hold on. We are debating a non-issue. It's not very easy that we are debating. We are at rule number 75. You come to this debate on 89, because otherwise you are consuming much of our time to start debating something that is not there.
I asked a question. What will be the purpose of this motion for the implementation? What is the problem? What is it? Is it just to listen to speaker of the and support? What do you mean that? Because it's not one to be compared to a quorum that says that we're corrected from the beginning. We're corrected from the beginning, whatever position is taken here. If you teach him it, it's a correct position, because at the beginning of the House, we'll teach him a quorum. Correct. So we must be satisfied with such a word. What they are saying can never be correct. It can never be correct. If we have got, as opposition, a strong opinion that some questions do not have to be decided in Parliament, we have got the right to pull out of that. And I'm saying we do not have to push the work out. We can just not vote at all, because there are certain things which a ruling party can propose. I can deal with the existing examples. We for instance, never believed that the Gaza report was supposed to serve in the House. We can't victimize it by abstaining or voting no or yes. We just thought that if an issue that doesn't belong to Parliament, it belongs to a separate process. You can't now compel us to victimize that, okay, no, you have lost elections with a majority vote and the constitution allows that. We want to all together withdraw from the process. We don't have to physically work out of that process. We can just not participate at all, and we must not be included as part of the campaign for the quorum. The majority party has got the obligation. They have won elections. They've got the obligation to make sure that at all times, whatever the system of the House, we have got the majority of members present. And then we'll take it from there. There can't be a problem that way. I mean, they've been given a mandate to let them please do.
Now, colleagues, let us reserve my temptation. He's not addressing rules. We are right now. That's there's 75 that we are dealing with. We will come to this discussion. First, we record our attendance for payment purposes. For payment purposes. When you come in, when you come in there, there are thin papers. Sometimes now, because we are electronic, you can also put your thumb. Sometimes then you sign. Just I'm here for the purposes that I'm a member of parliament, I'm waiting, I'm here. Then that's one thing that you record that I'm present. Then there will be a time when the speaker says, let us then accessing the quorum. And then members and then press to say no, the quorum is one third. Then one third of 400 of course is counted there. That is the quorum then of taking a decision. It's a quorum of taking a decision. When we vote, those who are against the decision, they vote no. Those who don't have who no position don't vote. Absolute abstain, those vote abstain. Those who are for in favor will vote yes. Then that is a decision making then in the chamber. I understood your argument with Comrade Nyami is about who has the responsibility to ensure that there's a quorum in the house. There's never been a question, Nyami, that a governing party has to maintain the quorum in the house. 250 members of the ANC, when you need 201, of course it's a duty of the government party to ensure that there's a quorum in the house. There's no discussion about
no,
it. Because there is a point that then you are discussing something that no one is opposed to. The government party, of course the government party may persuade Floyd, the opposition, to vote with it. To vote with it. Maybe FF. You see there, they are not participating at all. I want to just say that we are going to discuss on Rule 89. And then in terms of that one, I think let us close the college and move on to 75. And then, because if there is no quorum, the person who suffers is a government party. Because on broad terms, the problems of parliament reflect what the government party wants to pull. Then the government has the responsibility to form a quorum in the chamber in terms of the decision made. There's no discussion about this. And then Floyd can't be scared of that, gentlemen. And then I think that's what we are doing. Then when we come to how the method of doing it, then we come to 89. And then we are going to discuss with Floyd exactly. We got our views about some of the issues, the point that Nyami is raising, can we have members of parliament who are free writers? The point that we are going to discuss to 89. Let us proceed with 75, please. 75, tap out of others to raise the point. I think we can emphasize it.
Well, I think that's right. So.
Let us move to 75. There's a presentation, Gazi, do you have a presentation there, 75?
No, you don't.
Honorable Board. Honorable Board.
Yes, sir.
You are not a spokesperson of Honorable Gazi.
I am.
I
suppose
I might. Let us put this, Honorable Kenya. No issue there.
No issue there. You know,
75.
Made a decision, I think it's just this house instead of, and it's now
their house. That's right. Oh,
this house.
Yeah, this house, yeah. Can we move for decision of postponed question? A decision of a postponed question, any point on that, that is Rule 76, yeah? In terms of our...
Again, it's just as the new punishment rules, again, there should be much adjustment to the wording, but I think it's just to clean up the wording.
Okay.
It's just that once you're giving yourself like immediately, to pull out the quorum or whatever,
Yeah.
There's no quorum floor, the decision is postponed until the quorum is there. The way the governing party calls all these members to come and form a quorum.
The letter must fall off the royal
Let us proceed, that is. We have made a point. Can you do it 76A?
This one just indicates that when a special majority is required in terms of presence, then you have to establish that in any case by a electronic voting system.
Yeah.
So it's two-thirds required or whatever the number, you have to establish that. That's one.
That one is fine.
What is it about?
Special majorities. 76A in terms of the ANC elaboration.
Sorry, can I start? The issue is whether or not the division is required. You're going to go to the electronic voting system to establish presence.
Can you proceed then? Deal with casting of votes? 7B, that is point one.
Most sacrosanct principles in any democratic system is not enlightened to the significance and the meaning of the secret part. It encapsulates democracy as it encapsulates the premise and the fairness, it speaks to many questions. I'm sure like those who come from the Conrad movement, you would know that there's a huge difference between votes that are openly cast and those that are cast on the secret space and we believe that there are a lot of government space to really pursue it. Let the father of this particular party pursue this member. Our political position. It must not be obvious that not because this question has been tabled by the ANC, by all the 250 members in parliament, that will be the outcome of the vote. There must be persuasion of members on all the questions. It will make parliament even much more vibrant and dynamic, because it will be on questions that will persuade each other much more than. But also we know that some of the questions that we put from the opposition, we will consider that one day we can put a motion. Why don't we put a motion on that? We must put a commission of inquiry on the salaries of mine workers. Those people who are the voice could have said, no, let us have the commission of inquiry on it. But because the party line says that don't vote for that, it just gets rejected. And people who reject it with no conviction, no belief that they had transgressed. There are bigger provisions for. Maybe you can have the categories of votes which you can cut openly. Those majority of them must be cut in secret. We can't force people to vote for certain positions. It does undermine the democratic process. It undermines the democracy that we have. Allow members of parliament to persuade it on certain questions and everything. So we can actually prepare a much more substantial input on the sacrosanctity of the secret parliament. For any democracy to be democratic. And then we'll relocate in the industries. There are some opportunities to decide certain questions on the secret parliament.
Honorable Madam Harrison.
Chair, I see here the vote from the party was that provision was keep it valid in respect of motions of no confidence under 102. It should be considered an option. And I think that that is a very good option to include. Because I think the motion of no confidence is one of those instances. I know we can vote in secret for the president at the opening of parliament, etc. But I think that a motion of no confidence, because Section 102 allows for it, that we should include it in our rules. I think that's one of the fundamental points where you should be able to vote in secret.
Okay. Comment Boy?
Yeah. So, you see, Chairperson, I appreciate the presentation that you have. I don't have consensus. But I do have, I think, on the fact that, you see, the rules are very cautious. And the Sergeant made your mark about that. You should treat the rules as a very cautious thing. And I do take the point that you made as quite important points. You see that the leaders of the other parties are beginning to make laws. You see, essentially they're beginning to talk to what type of system should be provided by Parliament. I don't want to think that I want to underline it, but these things are very much important for us because all the time parties will be raising that this is a fifth Parliament. The things that they think are very skeptical about that they would want to raise. That's why I engage them quite freely because it would benefit us to understand what is it that they're talking about and how should we find solutions to these things. It does work at BAC because they've worked on the process for a very long time. But I also wanted to make a slip free political, because you said this morning in your remarks. But it's just not about technical stuff, it's also political. And the context is, before it is introduced, quite a lot of dynamism into that particular space. And I really want to give us the opportunity to engage in what you see to deal with secret power. And you must understand some of these things are challenging the constitutional makeup of South Africa and the constitutional democracy itself and how they are being handled. And if you don't debate them, within this particular forum, would be viewed as if it was a personal views. And the stability of Parliament will never be achieved because we don't still remember in our time. But moving forward, you see also consolidation, the post-time in the Martin Party system, when you look at the consolidation of opposition after 20 years, as a sort of combined. I'm skeptical about that as well. Just in the way to represent the government of the position of how this is implemented. You see, when I replied, personally, we thought that so far within the rules, what we have been able to do and able to allow members of parliament to find each other, would allow members of parliament to debate as much as they can in the rules committee. We allow different groups of parliament to sit on the stupid forum to be able to get consensus. Now you see, they're not talking to those structures. And they're not saying to me that, or talking about that level of persuasion, you feel that it's not going to be enough. It's going to make it very difficult for members of parliament, or members of different parties, to concede the point of views that have been made in those particular forums. Because you would have thought as members of parliament, as members of the ruling party, that it's important for us to use those two platforms to persuade each other so that the cooperation that we solicit to be able to run South African rally, but we don't want to run, but we don't want to use majoritarianism to run South Africa. We would always acknowledge the fact that we are members of parliament, they've got an obligation and responsibility to work with all of us to be able to make South Africa to work. And that's part of our slogan that we always promote, that let's get all of us together to work. And it's on those basis that we say it's not an easy call that you are making, but it's a call also that we are quite willing to cooperate with you within the structure that has been created. And we think there's no sufficiency in parliament for being able to, before we arrive in the House, that you've been able to make sure that the opposition parties be accommodated within the responsibilities that we think as being able to get them to participate in the decisions that will be made in the House. But if we, in the methodology that they're suggesting for us, they are saying that the ruling party must run alone, and we don't think we'd like to do that. We'd like to persuade them to show us that the cheapest forum is not a good enough for the other. Could be able to disagree before you can and allow you to express your political views on behalf of your parties in that way you can and even the rules. By the time we come to decision making, the finalization for a decision, we feel that the opinions have never been accommodated. Rather leaving the House where you then set up the process or go again and look for the secrecy. Because in the ANC, where we are, we don't think that we are forcing any member of the parties hope in other way, because we get the full report from the chief, we engage our members, and by the time we arrive in the House, we are quite united on the decision that will be made in the House. If there's a deal, we introduce it to our members, we take them through, and we allow them to engage. And then we could say to them, given the type of thinking that we have, we arrive inside the House on a common understanding that it's an important vote. Our general vote that has not always been discussed in it's a vote about abortion. It's a very difficult vote, it depends on moral questions and people who take different decisions that you can have, but the question is that why you take that decision, if you have the question that as a party you continue having systems that decide that all of us, when the decision made by leadership, take the control of that party. So there's no way that the ANC dogmatically push its members into a type of the movement is quite open, quite vibrant, and debated. Even being in our own caucus, the chief deputy chief is here to make sure that every detail of what is happening, we agree upon in terms of programming, is presented to all of us and every member of the ANC agrees. People put an objection here. Yeah? So the system of the ANC is quite one that we are quite convinced that the running the movement quite correctly. And by the time we arrive in the House, there's nothing that we need us to say. Then go and vote secretly, you see, it's because you would know very much of that. But even in group one, when the spirit of the movement, the secret vote, the youth movement suggested it. And we were quite open to that, and the raising of hands was interested, but the one that finally made us that conference is kind of a very successful conference, but when members were allowed to vote there. So voting is a very crucial aspect, but how we do it, it's also very important. You see, for us, when all of us hold the impression that it's quite open, you want to write, there's a context inside the party, there's no body to suppress within the government. So that must be very confident.
No. I think we are going to take friendlier if we take an approach of engagement towards the politics. Philosophical point, and I think it's not going to assist as fast as Virginia as well. The point that is raised by Floyd is that there should be a possibility of a civil parliament. The only thing that we can do is that they must draft a proposed rule for that purpose. Don't forget that if this team doesn't agree, we put options. It will be option one and option two if we don't agree here. But there's nothing that stops any member or any party here to draft a proposed an option. Then we go to the Rules Committee, those two options, and then the Rules Committee will apply its mind, then they will take an appropriate decision. But surely no one really should feel not free to write whatever option that a person wants to write. I think we'll accommodate that completely. And if you think that what we are discussing, what the task team is, you think we've got other point, what the proposal that I put forward, write down the option, you consider the option here, we'll write it down, option one, option two, take it to the Rules Commission, they will consider that. They may take decision in fact the way you have proposed it, that's fine. I think we should do so. It just I'm worried if, because I know that we may end up really discussing broader policies and all the issues of but generally. We want to manage, we must move to manual voting now. Yes.
Just I raised my hand.
And now she was the first one. You fall. Allow her to speak. Let us move and members will talk later. But again, we'll touch to everything we are moving for. Let's move on.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think we must correct certain issues as just raised by Commissioner Nyambi, Honorable. It is on record that the former Honorable Ben Durok was taken to task on the issue of the Scorpion, the amendment of the Scorpion Act, if I'm not mistaken. No, not the Scorpion. But they were
the information. Boy. Boy. I'm not sure what are we talking about now.
What I'm coming to a question is that the issue that it's a very simple thing. We are a subcommittee of the Rules Committee. We can agree together to say yes, we insert a certain retreat where a vote by secret ballot is requested. It must be, it must have the support, say, of one third of the House. So that we just don't have a secret ballot called anytime, anyhow, by any person, even a one person party calling for a secret ballot. You just say, a request for a secret ballot should be supported by 80% of the House in quorum. I think we don't have to go and write these dissertations and all this thing. We can agree here with the subcommittee and take it to the risk committee. Then the risk committee will engage with the matter. It's just as simple as that. So can we agree on each and then we move to the next question?
Thank you. I thought you have agreed that write a proposed recommendation.
What is that?
Write it down, put it here, we'll look at it. If we agree, as a sub-team, we agree. If we don't agree, again, we put two options. Because we are not decision-making here. Decision-makers is the Rules Committee, where you sit. Then the Rules Committee may in fact say that we accept this option one or two, but no one should feel constrained not to debate issues. But also, we have to guide the meeting that we don't debate for them. We debate something that is relevant in terms of the rules that we are reviewing, and then we'll allow them for that. We should do that. I think it's easy. Even if it's not a perfect draft, but that thing, just tell us what is the purpose, the status of purpose.
Yes.
And then therefore we can look at it, and then we debate it. We go to the Rules Committee option one and option two. And boy, I think it's Honorable Comrade Boy, I think he agrees on this one.
Yeah,
I agree. That should... Methodology, yeah. Let us move on, colleagues, on manual voting. Electronic, we have had that one. Electronic, yes, no, abstain. And electronic, that one. Accessing the quorum, you press the electronic. Sometimes that anyone can even count. There's no harm in that methodology. You press, I'm present, therefore you form a quorum, and then if you want to amend the rule or suspend the rule, that quorum must be approaching before the question is put. Because you can't put a question before you know what is the quorum. And then sometimes then you delay, you postpone decision because the quorum is not there, and then those who want to move for that motion, Honorable Floyd, sometimes they want to move a motion, we have to go to the reach of other parties, the government party, and persuade them to be there for you to move your motion, because the motion can be passed by the House if it doesn't have a quorum. And then we are moving on that, of course, the special majority that are there in constitutional. And the manual voting is when the electronic system is not working. And then many of the members who don't have the electronic boxes there, that's why they are recorded on that. I don't think this one is a big issue. Honorable C.
Yeah, Chairman, I agree with you, Lindy. The electronic system is not working. But then you've also got there, I see included by the task, or when the presiding officer so directs. Now, I'd be giving too much of this question, but the presiding officer should only move to a manual system if the electronic is not working. But they cannot just direct that, well, we're going to use a manual system today.
Okay.
So let's look at the way it's crafted.
Is there any issue really that the only use, the only use, the manual to see if the electronic one is not ready? Is it going to cause harm for us to agree on that? I don't think so. Can we agree on that? Yes, then we work at that way. And can we move on? 7H, postpone question, put without further debate. What do you want to say? What is the purpose? Yes.
It is just brought in line with the other rules, but the issue is just that when there was a call and the question had to be deferred, that the voting had to be deferred, then you should have to receive that right.
Okay.
It can happen, and it has happened, that the question was postponed, and then we had about a recess, and then we came back, and there were some changes. So I think we must allow for the possibility of declaration. I agree, it will be very much if declaration are requested, it should be done.
When matters were not discussed anywhere, when there was no mini plenary for debate, all that, then declaration would always be considered in the chamber. But when matters have been discussed, then therefore can't be a declaration because we have stated your position in mini plenaries and everywhere. But I thought the point that you are raising there is that a speaker called for a decision, you count us Floyd, we all press, there is no quorum. It's postponed. It's postponed. Completely postponed because there's no quorum. We can't go ahead on voting when there's no quorum. Of course, like all quorum, if there's no quorum, I think those who are leading, those the government has in particular, they feel very much stressed and embarrassed on that. Because the duty of those anyway who are having particular and so that there's a quorum. Therefore, when a decision is made, there will be a quorum. If there's no quorum, it's postponed. If it is a postponed, can be put again when the quorum is assessing that now there's a quorum. Okay, let us move on. 79, question put again. That's the point that I've spoken of. A question put again. Postponed, there's no quorum. We have to put it again when there's a quorum. And then we vote nicely. Yes, no, keep this right, keep this right. Oh, that's right, yes. Yeah. To allow Honorable Maestro to come. Let us proceed. It seems that one is very easy, maybe. Honorable Board, no quorum, postpone, dispute again, because there's a quorum, and we vote if we need a support. Yes, no, abstention. I thought it's a very simple thing, but there will be no reason why I should be supposed. Okay. Let us move on. Question. The question is put again. We agreed on that. 80 question fully put. What is the purpose and what is the explanation? Oh, okay,
who's talking about it?
I'm forcing it around. Okay, no, that's fine. Question, bullet put. Any point there?
Just for clarity, the idea is that at a given moment there is no further opportunity for... Once the question is fully put, there will be no further opportunity for declarations or for any inputs on that question. You have to reach a point where you're now going to decide the question without any further involvement.
Yes.
that's the point
of that. That's the main purpose?
Yes.
Okay. I think the purpose is clear.
Yes.
Fully put, nothing else. Suppose. Yes or no. No workout. But, let us move then on question declaration of vote.
Yeah.
Politically, the point that was raised on this matter. Let us see any other point that colleagues want to raise. Natasha, honorable chair. Yeah.
Yes.
Can I just quickly just briefly introduce the discussion of the presumption of the entity? The intention of the presumption is to bring clarity. We've had instances where we've had declarations on a motion, and then there was an amendment to the motion, and there was another round of declarations on that intention. So here we need to have clarity. And we therefore thought it is important to have to elaborate the rule a little further so that we know exactly how and when declarations are taken. And can I just, by way of introduction, say that the whole issue of declarations, as one of the Sarah's talks on Monday said, well, it was introduced at a time when debates on budget votes were taking place over a very long period, and it was actually after the recess, etc., etc., it was a long time, that the debates were concluded, and it was felt that at the time that the vote came, that there's just a need for a very short, succinct summary of why a particular party is in support or against. And subsequently, it has just gone on, and we thought it is important to elaborate further and to bring in certain clarity on when a declaration is to be taken and when not. And therefore, I channel the agency presentation.
Okay, honorable card.
Thank you. We are of the opinion that the status quo on declaration of votes should be made. Because we cannot refuse the voters the opportunity of the House in full sitting, not fragmented, to get to understand what is in the declaration. The purpose of the amendment on the status quo on declaration is not in good faith, let's put it. We are aware that we had 41 votes the last time, and 41 declarations were made, 3 minutes by each party, and 3 times 41, that's 120 minutes, until 4 o'clock in the morning. And the voters enjoyed every declaration being made by each party on why it will or it will not vote on a certain vote. Why all of a sudden it is a problem in the ANC feels that we should remove the declaration just because it has been made in the extended, what do you call it?
Mini plenary.
Mini plenary is not accessible to the voters. In a day, there could be 5, 6, 7 mini plenaries. And the public may only have access to 1 or 2, because our channel does not have the capacity for covering all this for our voters to see what their party is doing in Parliament. Do you really want to say the full sitting of the House, there should not be a declaration? Is that what I'm understanding, honorable Julian? Thank you.
Can I request
Honorable C. Honorable C.
Yeah, Chairperson, thank you. Yeah, I also want to agree that the crafting of the rule in the rule book at the moment allows for vibrant multi-party democracy, allows for parties to put an argument for and against. You see, sometimes you only decide at the end of the debate whether or not you may change your mind that you will support a particular bill after listening to convincing arguments. Or you may say, well, I'm not going to support this bill. Because sometimes you try that as members we do not pronounce during the debate whether we are going to support or not. But this way, we may have some kind of position. Declaration allows you to actually, as the rule says, say exactly why your political party is going to support what they have decided or not. So I think the rule has crafted here in the rule book.
Honorable Boy, and you come in Honorable Boy, and Honorable Kalia. Honorable Kalia, maybe before she was able to come this way, let me check Kalia.
Thank you.
Is written somewhere that is a point of privilege.
The text is one thing straight. The declaration is one of the tools that is well used by opposition parties. And if we are talking about closing down debate and running an autocratic institution, then being aware of the declaration of vote or asking for permission each time is a way to go. So, I think this is just ridiculous and should just be scrapped and the task change proposal should change. If we're talking about opening up the scene for debate, we are talking about a vibrant parliament. And the declaration is one of the tools that is used most effectively by opposition parliament. So why take that away from us?
No, I thought that declaration is not a debate. A debate can happen. We have taken a decision. We are supporting this. We don't support it. And then it's recorded everywhere. The declaration is really before we take a final vote.
Yeah.
So say 1 or 2 seconds. 3 minutes. And then you say this is what you do. And that is a declaration. It's not really denying debate. Honorable TV Chief.
Thank you, Chairman. And welcome, Honorable Shivam. We'll meet you in action for a long time. Honorable Chairman, let me just say that since we don't agree with this thing, we can make submissions. If party can make their submission, then a decision will be taken in the Rules Committee. So, yeah, make the proposal, then we submit. Yeah, we'll sleep over it, then maybe we'll be able to persuade each other. You can persuade us, we can also persuade you.
That two areas, though, Comrade Nyang, that you must consider. Mm-hmm. One area, one option that I hear Comrade Honorable members are saying, retain it as it is. There's a proposal that is put forward that get rid of this. It doesn't serve any purpose. We have debated every matter. We have stated your position. We have stated your policy. There's no need for that. There may also be another option that we may consider. An option of allocating time. That again, that declaration in terms of the entire schedule is 1 hour. Then the party decides which one you declare, which one you don't. But I'm just saying, I think the majority will take a decision at the end.
I'm trying to assist you, you are putting
this option. As we go through, let us leave this card. As we go through the rule committee, we give these three options. One option is that retain what you have. Another option that get rid of this. another option is almost trying to command a fool. Says returns, but the time must be decided by the programming committee. If the programming committee take a decision that the entire schedule declaration will be 2 hours, then you allocate time proportionally. Then the party will decide which one are very critical for it to make a declaration. And then the party says, you are declaring on 20. And then because we won't have enough time to declare on all of them. Then that tries to balance it. There's at one point, get rid of it, another point, retain it as is. It seems very clear that you go to the rules committee and make a proposal. Then the rules committee will take then a correct option. We should be working more than that.
Yeah.
Oh,
I was messing. Never the institution. Can I talk? He will come in.
Okay.
I think our counterpart there, the majority part, should be very clear with us that they want to trample down whatever they propose by use of majoritarianism. It must be very clear. We are aware that the majority party was highly irritated by the airtime hours that political parties, the mileage they benefited from the 3 minutes times 41 votes up to 4 o'clock in the morning, or even if we start at 9, up to the prime time when everybody is watching. It's nothing but an attempt to remove the opposition from the public and monopolize the time and time space of the media. There's nothing wrong about this status quo. We are aware of this emotion. The referral of the matter to this committee where it will be voted for ordinarily is constituted by the majority of the ANC. So anything that is a threat and put down the opposition, there is no way. I mean, the deputy chief whip is known that whenever there is a disagreement of a matter, let's vote. Then we should not have read a panel. All the ANC propositions should have just been interpreted. And then we go there, in fact, we also sit alone, and then we also come to the house, we form a quorum alone, and continue like that. 20 years down the line, what is the problem with this rule? All of a sudden, you have realized that, hey, this opposition is taking advantage of this prime exam space. Let's close them down. We can't be allowed to do it, as you may be pushing down on us, it's fine. You know that we are aware of what they're doing.
Honorable Cassius, persuade the members in the meeting to agree with your logic and the purpose, the clarity of purpose. I think if you persuade them, it's far better than to say go then and do it alone. Because not what they are doing. The reason why they are making this proposal is that they respect every member who's here. That you are going to look at it and consider it nicely. Otherwise, if they will take a view that they are expressing on other side, they should just have their third team and move on. It's not really what they are doing. They are making proposals for discussion. Persuade them to agree with the logic what you are presenting, honorable board.
In the spirit of that the honorable members and the responsibility in front of us, we'll continue this meeting, some of the issues that are raised. But I do know that it's crucial that we ever discuss prime time or no prime time. The age will never happen, that never was. In terms of the constitution, it's a multi-party system. Nothing never ever suggested that we don't want any of these issues. Never said that, never will be written in. So we wouldn't be in what we see. But what is important of what you have raised and making the suggestions that you put forward, Chair, it is considerable what they are saying.
in the coming there from the minister plenaries, you might not have that enough air time in the language of practice. End of the day, she is a friend of the issue, and it's part of what they need to have in this page. That's point number two. So we have to have a consideration. We have to ask Christian to write in detail while we are on the run and in the same. So that has not yet come. So if you could consider the point I'm making, that the declarations would have to have been announced in the main plenary created. These are opposition parties that have got a role to play in society, they have got policies, they want to spread their policies. Let's give them that opportunity, Chief. Let's not close them out. So,
okay.
And let's allow the training in suggestion. So that we don't, we want to arrive there. And we have number five in our document, Chief.
Therefore, let's go for, let us close this one.
No, no, Chief. I think I'm talking to the declaration holders. You want to help each other. That number of suggestions is not correct that we ask opposition or leaders of parties to go to table staff and go and explain their intentions.
It's
what I'm saying. You wanted to correct that. We rather withdrew that. Opposition parties will give me what they want to present this letter from common understanding. They will talk to the chief people and set up all the parties and first speak directly to the speaker and sort out their mass. Therefore, they are going to take a start and negotiate with them. So, if I need a group, different organizations have got mandate and they must accept them as and they must be taken as well. All I wanted to do so. But generally, we are open minded to be when. The official totally welcome the details of how we handle the main plenaries. That we continue sustaining what is in the old rules, but if there are new suggestions, the other deputy chief will be saying. If there are new other things, let's reflect on them. Let's be succeeded by the agency is quite compared to
the another problem.
Yes.
And as you were saying, in the mini plenaries of the engage, the vote. The party will also allow that time to make an decision. And then, is there any other time? The question is put in the main chamber.
Yes.
In the main chamber.
Yes.
That is the question is put in the main chamber. But also, Casper, just explain the history of this declaration. Because it seems you are taking it sometimes from you. That the matter is debated yesterday, you have put your position, you go to the chamber tomorrow to declare. There is a issue for why the declarations were even considered in any parliament. That's all.
The main purpose was, and I think it came in with the use of EPCs as well, that you had EPCs being held over a period of weeks and even months, and then you came to the House for a decision. At that point, only an EPC is a relatively small body, partly therefore entitled in the House in front of the presence of all members, briefly to explain maybe 3 weeks after the debate why they will be voting for or against. And the idea is very specifically to explain why you are voting for or against, not to reopen the debate, but it is in, the intention is to inform the collective membership of the reason why a party will be voting one way or another. Otherwise you have all these budget votes put 2 months into the process and parties are requesting a division, and it is not clear at that point why they are requesting a division, why they are voting for or against. So it's a matter of trying to place on record, but to do so specifically, your views as a party, why you voting is success. After the debate. The intention never was, and I don't think normally presiding officers would allow that when the debate has just been concluded and the question is put, for the presiding officer then to say, oh, now allow declarations of vote. It wouldn't be allowed. Because the debate has just been finished.
One other one. Oh, no. Carrier.
And Honorable Shubham will follow and will take Marina. I think on this one then we close.
Okay. Thank you for that explanation. But the point is, the EPCs or money clean in Vietnam are held concurrently and they are held in different chambers and there's no exposure or national television. So the declaration in the house on the day that both initiatives are met is an important practice or convention in Vietnam. Because we may not object if you are answering to your voters why you are supporting or not supporting the budget. I appreciate Honorable Boyd's input with regard to point 5 because I was opposed to that, that we have to simply ask for permission. At the same time, I understand the courtesy of informing the table staff that the DA will be making a declaration on order 1, 2 and 3. But I don't think it needs to be written into the rule. Again, it's a convention or a practice, and we spoke about it at great length, that all those conventions and practices don't have to be written.
Honorable Shubambo, conventions and practices.
No, I would just like to say that I think Honorable Yemi spoke in a concern. The current democracy.
There's another hand, Honorable Chile, and I didn't know you before. And Marina, you closed the line. Chile?
Did you want to have Marina?
No, it's a point of privilege. I don't think you
it's
in the room.
The question, I think what we need just to have clarity about is that some people are referring to the current rule, some people are referring to the upcoming report. And obviously the issue of how we deal with it on when declarations are taken is not being clarified. In other words, immediately after the debate, once a motion has been discussed, and if there's an amendment to it, you know, think clearly, you can't then have declarations on the amendment again. So we need to have clarity about those matters before we complete the discussion. And then lastly, there's an outstanding issue here. On that task recommendation, it says that in case of declarations of a vote on a committee report, to provide for the relevant minister to also be allowed to express. I think this is very important. Whereas we are in a multi-party democracy, the outcome of the democratic election must also be accepted in the rules. And as it stands here, the declaration as it is currently also as far as self-esteem reports concerned, and that is why the ANC insists on at least bringing in the executive member to also be able to comment on some of the issues raised in the debate. We feel it's very important that we add on such a provision as well as making it clear when declarations will not be heard. So can we perhaps just clarify those facts, how the opposition particularly
I think part of the reason why there's also this controversy around the connection of the
is that situations are those that now being utilized by opposition parties, particularly just to render a little frustration in cases where they want to send something of the mission report, and apparently they didn't see it as a place on that report. The chairperson has an opportunity to talk on behalf of the committee, but they can't be adding declarations of votes. And then in the end, you also have like mini debate on the report because they feel the need to say something about that. So I think we must just remember that we also are reaching for that purpose. So maybe we should just look at the respect as well.
No, Chair. Can you raise a lot more? We saw that your application was in front of us. What matters really now is the interest of so many of our partners. And it doesn't help this particular house. I mean, talk to her. She was supposed to assist us, but we did many plenaries, and she's supposed to assist us. If she has not attended the course, must say so. There's no other way we can then take up all her own reflections of what she thinks is going on. She's not a politician. We are the ones that are meeting the
situation. No. That's the point, Lord. That's what I just to explain, okay, how the personal information about I just get that we must now conclude this matter. Firstly, we said that if there are no agreement amongst us in the team, the rules committee takes a panel decision. We have been investigating this matter. There's one view that says retain declaration on the schedule they are. Is one option. Another option is the ANC option. Get rid of this. Another option that you are trying to put forward, try to ensure that you leave declarations, but you regulate time, allocate time. Then you don't have a declaration for 2 days. Then the proposing committee, they think they say the declaration because you are passing the main budget. The declaration then is 15 hours, then proportionally as they do, they allocate time. Mm-hmm. Then that's what we are saying. That is another option, that one. And then, because I thought that I'm trying to assist you, balance this. You are going to a rules committee to have three options. The rules committee will take a balance decision. That's all. That's all, man.
There's no need I think we are agreeing and let's attend to the school. We are just a change in which we cannot be interested in the member day. And you know, if we cut this the conditions of the time that is allocated in the budget for which we have to be the 11 ministers are given time on which of the things. The age is 68% of the time. It's not like another one of the councils that are supposed to speak for 2% of the time because we're going to speak for 2% of the time. And so we can't say nothing within declaration room and then have the same. Let us have the same that in majority of the times when we do declarations, the people on the ANC side who do the declaration can be a minister or a secretary of the committee to clarify that despite the misgivings of the opposition, this is what we stand for in the impact. This is why we're arguing that this vote must go through. And second, I don't think that there can be a crisis. So we don't have to say that now because the opposition party has been with the nomination must allocate the decision. It's not necessary. ANC speaks 80% of the time in the city of the ANC column.
No, sorry. Honorable Shiva. I understood the ANC presentation is another option. It's a position of the ANC, and unless the ANC in this meeting says we are withdrawing.
No, they are withdrawing.
They are not saying that. We must talk on their behalf.
And
that's the point that I'm trying to get. If the ANC says, Lord, we are withdrawing our proposal, therefore the status quo remains. If the ANC says that you are not withdrawing our proposal, I'm saying put option and go to the main meeting. That meeting will take a final decision. What is the decision? Let us move on that. Otherwise, we are debating this thing for us. Yes, sir.
Thank you. I just wanted to respond to the 2 points that Judy raised. When the debate is concluded, sorry, the motion, yeah, the debate is concluded, but there is an arrangement. Why can't we need a declaration? Because you need to now explain your arrangement. So in fact, the declaration has to be announced. And the second point is, the minister talking to a committee report, no, it's not an option. The committee report is, the committee has oversight on the minister. Now if we found 1, 2, 3 in the report, and we have presented and presenting it to the House, we're presenting it to the House for noting or adoption, not for the minister to have input into that. Then we come before the committee and we say 1, 2, 3 was responding. So that's not an option. And then also to understand that the declaration, I'm not talking about a declaration of vote, but a declaration on a committee of the court is as developed over time, because there's no provision for minority report in committee report at the moment. So if a minority report wants to be, if a minority wants to present a view, and the committee report is presented in such a way that only the committee chair presents for 5 minutes, we must have that declaration in order to present the minority report, unless when we get to committee session, we put in a rule that allows that a minority report must be included in the committee report.
Well, I guess
because if you look at the powers and privileges, sorry, the PPI, yes, powers and privileges, the opposition parties had presented a minority report and it was not included in the main report, and as a result we had a separate situation in terms of you know, media and giving the media the collective minority report from the opposition.
Okay. So I think if we should be closing this month, I think we have taken long.
I think, Chairperson, there will be times when the ruling party will want to persuade opposition parties on certain matters. It could be international agreements, amendment of the constitution, etc. And that time will come when you need the vote of the opposition, 75%, 66%, etc. But with this attitude of the ruling party on closing down the space of the opposition, I think we are heading for a volatile situation in the debate in the House. I mean, this is nothing but a theoretical display of madness that, no, let's go and vote in the Rules Committee. Otherwise, this is our position, we cannot move. The fact is, this proposal should be withdrawn. We have been withdrawing from us yesterday when we were convincing each other. We are not convinced that it is, the space of the opposition should be left to prevail as it is. So you help them to just close that space of the airtime that we had. So this could even lead to situations where we even walk out of this committee because there's nothing we're going to achieve here. Because you threaten us with a vote, let's go and vote. So you can as well continue with your review on your own.
Thing, let us close this match. Voting also the democratic right, and we must never find it very difficult to vote when the vote is needed. We are here because we are voted by people. We must address this issue nicely, persuade each other. If there are two options, put those options. Those who sit in the Rules Committee will apply their minds and take a correct decision. There will be absolutely no harm in doing that. And that's why that we can't de-emphasize that voting is not correct. Because if decision is not made, voting must be taken. Because we have come to persuade each other for 2 hours, we don't agree on this matter. The best thing to do, put 2 options or 3 options, take it to the Rules Committee. The Rules Committee may be persuaded by your argument. Because some of them are not in this meeting, they may in fact support you, reject what I think Honorable Kinney is proposing, then that will be a decision.
happened to 7-4.
Let
us say it.
I just want to speak to the minister and declare, I don't think that is desirable, because they were dealing with it as a house, as parliament. But if the ruling party, you know, whichever party has got a minister that has some interest in that reform, then you can feel that particular member. Not as a member of the Senate, but as a member. Because normally the ruling party has the last say on the territory. So I don't think we should prescribe that minister. Then it is mentioned that when a report is presented, a committee report, the chairperson should speak on behalf of the committee and state exactly what happened in the committee, indicating also that opposition parties may not have agreed with a majority position. But that does not happen. In many instances, you've heard members of the opposition standing up and said, but we don't agree with that report. We never discussed that report in the committee. Because what the chairman does, they confuse their role as chairperson of that committee with being an ANC member on that committee. I mean, the PPR, the public, power and privileges report, was a classic example, where the deputy speaker was in sixes and sevens. He says, no, he's speaking on behalf of the committee. Then he's speaking at an ANC. We know that. We saw it on television. I stayed up until 2 o'clock. I wasn't here down that day, but we saw it. So I think declarations are important in that discussion. Underscore the need for declarations with that kind of thing.
When I was we are closing from it, I've allowed you really. I've allowed you when I would call several times. I said that is the last testing to the TPT issue for you to show them. If you want to come in, I will allow that.
Thanks. Thanks, Chairperson. I think our intention as the ruling party is not to close the airtime space. That is not our intention. What we are saying here is that if a matter is not debated, then we can have discussions and time must be allocated. But if that matter was debated fully, really, it's a waste of time. There's no need for us to have a declaration on a matter that has been debated. And you can say whatever you want to say in a debate. So we cannot have a situation where a matter is debated in the house, the whole world is watching, then we come back and make declaration. It's a waste of time. So we don't need that. If it happens in a mini plenary where there is no airtime, that one could be understood. But we are saying that we cannot have declaration on each and every matter in the house. We cannot have that. Only those that are not debated. That's what we can allow. Thanks.
Honorable Boyd, 2 minutes.
No.
I'm starting to allocate time for the declaration of votes.
No, sir, we don't need to say, you know, since the start of the session, we've been very clear. We have put forward our documents and what we have done. And it's within that spirit that we are continuing. And you see, Honorable Sir, what we are talking about the role of the minister, since they have logged in, I think, was it in the report here, more than being in the new version of our submission. So it's something that seems that all those that have been participating in discussions throughout the process of our career. So I'm just saying, additionally, for us to continue to pursue each other, to maintain the spirit that we have started on within this particular forum. If there's new submissions, let them be made, and we'll continue to do that. And we have made our submission. And if it's challenged and people have got, as the church said, people that will listen. We've got no option. We've never faced, and we've been arrogant to saying that we want to go ahead and we have the deal, which is no good. We have not said that. We have never used that spirit here. And we have to continue with that understanding. So I don't want that to be charged different and to threaten our country. We just want us to be able to allow each other to debate issues. And we want to learn from you and we want to learn from ourselves out of our own experiences and faith views. And that's the type of spirit. We have never said, don't debate with us, don't pursue with us. It's here. That's why we've got the document. We've got our process to make sure that we come to the good committee with a presentation. If we don't have to take about it, we'll be open-minded about being persuaded. And that spirit is what we are continuously trying to engage around.
Let me take Caspar, Floyd, 1 minute today. I think 20 times we have spoken on this matter.
to delay more than this, that they will be responsible.
Chair, once the chair does a compromise option into the mix, the purpose of the declaration of vote is to state briefly the views of the party, why they're voting for or against. It seems to me, it has always seemed to me, that 3 minutes is a long time to do that. Why doesn't one reduce the amount of time available for any declaration of vote by any party to 2 minutes? That would make a huge difference, for instance, on the budget vote declarations of vote. It would have a huge impact. And that really is about stating briefly the views of the party, not opening the vote.
I think let this country be unified. It's the first point. We can't take away the services, even on issues that have been debated. So what does that really mean to use the Indian speakers on issues that have been debated? Like, maybe the numbers will debate, but other members of parliament do not know what is the position of the party. That's why they're not voting as voting. And you don't even give context of why you're voting for what. But our position can't be like that. Whether we will be able to summarize our position on why we're voting no or yes to the position in 2 minutes or 7 minutes, then anybody can understand. The majority of the times is like, yeah, okay, this fellowship was around and everything. The majority of the time is just to get us to put your point across and see. So it can be looked into in greater detail. Let us not take
with my understanding and that, otherwise we advise what coverage we are saying. That we are putting options. So we are putting options. One option, retain a disease. Another option now is that reduce it to 2 minutes. Another one is an ANC option that is putting forward. We are putting forward this. Of course, during lunch time, we may come back, we have already changed our mind and want to make a new declaration. You'll be free to make a declaration on that. We understand very well why the opposition would do that. It's a equalization of time. The government passed 3 minutes, all of you 3 minutes, for 41 votes. It's a equalization of time. We understand your issue. Absolutely understand. We are very sympathetic to it. But just also understand, put yourself on our shoes too. Because it seems now we are taking a view that the opposition, this is what we want. You don't put yourself in there. That there's also a government passed. That also has an interest of the proper running of parliament. How do we do that collectively? You shouldn't then just ignore completely what you are proposing. Because you are making it very difficult for us to go back and persuade our colleagues. You make it very difficult. It's almost, you take this or not, of course the government has to take a decision majority. And it doesn't assist that. That's why we want to persuade each other. Keep logic in some of the issues that we are raising. And then we are moving on and there are good position. I think we have exhausted this matter now. We are very happy. Two options are very simple. We put them there. Look at the options. And the decision will be made. The Rules Committee is not a democratic body that takes decision, will listen again for debate. If the Speaker will share the Rules Committee, allow us for 15 hours to debate the matter, then we'll debate it. And then, but the decision will be taken at the end of the meeting. And then to me, I think we should do that now. We'll fight our level first. And let us move on. I think we wouldn't be accused of undermining democratic engagement. I think we have engaged on this matter completely. We know the rules of the ANC, we know the rules of the PAP, NFP, and other colleagues. Let us move on, colleagues, and deal with that issue.
Jefferson, can I ask something?
Yes, sir.
Is it on record from the ANC that they do not intend to withdraw this submission that is so much of, criticized by the whole opposition? Can they get it very clear? Because probably they
the chairperson does not come and I don't correct you, you may wish to say, no, I am now withdrawing this submission.
I thought that that's an explicit question. And yes, that's, like you say, that's very good. It's in the fight. That's true.
But just for now, they are not.
No, I don't work like you guys. You don't run the issue like you. You simply say, we put options in here and bring back your views, and we should be able to consult the take the money somewhere and do the collections. The collective is starting to call the AAA that have to meet them. And say, these are the options. They did the same thing with the CDA. They wrote it too like paper and persuaded us on how to do and how we should be able to create the forum. And we did that. We reflected with them and we were able to put it down. Don't delay. Write down. Never said. We have never said anything.
The matter is closed. Honorable Kazi, you always know that the AAC is very generous. The AAC is a very general separation. Then, Honorable Boy, the matter has two options. The AAC presented option. The options presented by the DA, the EFF, the IFP, retain the status quo. There's an option again about timing only.
Yes.
That you may retain the status quo but change the allocation time. Then the new party political decision. I think if we come after lunch, we have changed the view one way or another, you notify me and then be able then to say what is the proposal of the CAP committee as a whole. I think it's probably proper for you to be allowed some space to deal with some of the issues. Okay. Let us proceed for it. Long live Kazi. I thought that the revolutionary doesn't walk out. He faces the situation. let us move colleagues on 92 record in opposition. She generally sometimes colleagues to say that record now the opposition. It hasn't caused harm. Honorable.
No harm at all with one, but why do we have to have the two then? Some two. Why? Is it you record your opposition? Full stop on behalf of your party, then why should the speaker now order, may order that the division takes place? Because we've got another section of Jesus in demand for the division. I'm proposing we didn't stop to.
Okay. The whole process here is based on the right of individual members to vote and demand the division and all the rest of it. Individual members. We don't do it with parties and wait to vote again. And therefore, you have to allow for the fact that the presiding officer asks how many people want, particularly the smaller parties, want to have their opposition recorded. Then the speaker could say that it would be easier if we just go through a vote. It's a matter of getting an accurate record. If 10 members or 15 members jump up and say, please record, it becomes cumbersome and untidy. And see if it's over, let's just record, get the correct piece of itself.
Again, I think we will take a wrong approach. You are reviewing the rules, whether it's current or not current, you are reviewing. If it has a purpose, it's current, it endorses. If you want to change it, they are changing. If you want to introduce the idea, you should introduce that. I know that now the challenge no vote but the change. And then there are no changes as they are saying. Of course, I'm presenting options and you come back on that. But the point is, let us move. Is there any problem with this? Is it causing any harm? Yes.
The conversion, I think there's a problem with the motion. The conversion was that the presiding officer should ask if the figure has some coordinate. So he asked me about individual members. All members have individuals can stand up and so I oppose and hold up on that. Because I think DA and according to the opposition, EFM, and so much is that. They're not here for that. So
but the conversion that has been done is not valid, is correct. I don't think.
My understanding is that the practice is that the presiding officer is guided by the requirements of members and parties. I think it would be problematical if the presiding officer second guesses the strength of the opposition by a particular party by saying, give back to you once your opposition recorded. It's up to the party to say we want it recorded or we're demanding a division. So it may be problematical for the presiding officer to start making assumptions about how strong your party feels.
Well, there's no harm in the change. No harm for the change. Can we move demand for division? Any point of view there? You see, we all agree.
Yes, yes.
Yes, ma'am.
In view of the fact that we have so many smaller parties in the house, making a...
We are working a view that a division of a house should be agreed to at least by a minimum of 5 or 10%.
10 or 10%. 10 people.
Ten people should be supported by 10 people before it is agreed to, because you may have about 1 touchy person representing 15,000 who just the remainder, of course. They could no longer calculate this, the IDC, and then it becomes absurd that one person can request for the division of the house goes on like that. So may we consider
10?
Okay, yes.
You are what is it called is the base document says 10. The original rule says 4. 4 members in the chamber can demand or request a division. It seems you are saying put it at 10 little bit, and then it seems also that you are saying that 10 is not harmful. Okay, any other issue? Yes.
On that issue.
Yeah.
Look, I would like to retain it at 4. Because there are parties who have 4 members or less members and 2 made it together. When you say 10 members, we are closing out their opportunity, the smaller parties. We are closing out their opportunity of finding the call for the division.
Everyone has a right in Parliament, subject to the rules of Parliament. Yes.
But you know, this is just what we are raising. It's four, you know, four, ten, after the minimum, but the vote still is not separate, it's really just a waste of time, it's unnecessary procedure to go outside and they must go through that procedure and all the other things. One of the Buddhas are not anonymous. It must not be, it must not just be easy to divide the house of the family questions. Then there must be a willingness of anonymous. Let's consider 10, 5 and 10.
Okay.
And then we'll consider it. So that we're not the other sign of need to go to the money, it's not necessary.
And just to get the background to this rule, it's not really about the rights of members to demand a division. It's really a question of the presiding officer managing the time of the house. If 4 members or fewer demand a division, then the presiding officer will say, we will record it as agreed to, but we will note the names of the members of the president. So if it's dealt with within seconds, it's 10 or 15 or 20 members saying, please report my opposition, then it becomes a problem of noting all those names and getting them all into the ballot, and then you say that's just right. So it's really a question of trying to save, for practical purposes, saving time. If four members want their opposition recorded, that will be recorded and the names are easily taken by the table and put into the minutes. If it's many more members, then it becomes a problem to identify all those members by name for the minuting purposes. So it's really a time issue.
Chair, I'm
trying to
propose that
the meeting, I mean, what informs the 10? We have partners here, like smaller parties. Well, they feel pretty strongly about the point of abortion. We all met, and they want their constituency to know that they demanded the division and all other parties supported abortion and we did not. Recording objection is a lesser form of you know, expressing yourself. So I think we should leave the court, it's not a chain smash. And just following on Mr. Hande, generally in the last few years, 5 years, parties record their objection and not individuals. Although individuals have a right, but it's parties. I'll stand up on behalf of my party, Gandhi will stand up on behalf of his party, and then say the ACDP or the EFF or whatever. So I think, you know, it's not going to cause any harm. What is wrong with sports? Leave it there, it's worked, and let's go with it.
But then, also there's nothing wrong with saying like that. If there's nothing wrong with 4, there shouldn't be anything wrong with 10.
Say that Chair 4 allows the smaller parties an opportunity.
That's the only difference. No. Do I have this note? I must take as a member of the
No, I wanted to help you say, with all along with 4 or 5, self-harm to the whole thing is participatory democracy. To make other members to feel participatory. And the South African situation is so, it's not stagnating. There's been a rise of individual party members. Quite clearly there are people who still want them and vote for them. And they are still there in the institution. And we should have a review of the rules. It's quite clear that we should consider their position. We should not leave them out. Because it's quite clear that there are people who feel that they, whatever they sold to them in their manifestos, in their policies, they still fight in the policies. For the sake of the country, for the sake of democracy, give them the opportunity. And that, oh, it's not about the time. Let's consider that they have a voice. It's not a frivolous move there. It's not frivolous for them to be in Parliament. They also have what she wants, and let's see them in the
future. Okay, as for some of the ages, we're doing okay. Okay. We're in for. Okay. Let's move on. Let's go for 85, the bells. I think we have dealt with it one right now. 5 minutes, 1 minute when we are in the chamber. We find it up.
Yes.
Anything that is changing?
Nothing.
Anything that's worth that young? That's it.
Actually, the
empty document
is actually
exactly
the
same as
this one.
So
I don't know if
there
was an intention
to change
something.
Can you move?
Yes.
Sorry, I was saying 3 minutes to 5 for the first. I think the first bell is 5. I think we are being 5. People moving from other areas will come here. From then I think we're saying that they will probably get to 5. So. And then 1 minute or 2 minutes, they will start with the side, depending how early the members are allocated in terms of our. Okay, can we move on? 86, proceed after the doors along? Or for the back? This one is easy, at least. Honorable Chibambo, happy.
Number what?
Number 86, I think that is easy. Hey,
Thank you. Verse number 86. Where we accommodate issues like the presiding officer did inform members of the question to be decided, and for one reason or the other, the majority party voted yes, and later on it transpired that the majority party members of voted yes didn't hear well, and then we were made to vote again. And why shouldn't that vote stood as it has been voted?
That don't call it as democrat, is a conscious decision.
That was very conscious.
The
presiding officer informed the members, and that is how we all voted.
I thought that you were saying a member is voting yes unaware he was being here very well. Can't be a conscious decision. Because you must decide yes or no, because you have taken a decision on that. Let us move on that. I think we are moving on.
No, it is the speaker who informed members of the question.
Yeah.
And the members hear very well.
If I can assist you,
yes, but you think you can
correct
no. Then your last point is
the
rules provided in Rule 79, which we passed, that if the presiding officer has put a question and it's not heard or understood, so the presiding officer in that case may have realized that the question had not been understood. And in that case,
it's completely... No, I just understood very well this one. You're not saying you're not sure.
No. Yeah, let us move, Colin. Let us move. Let us go for the substantive matters, Colin. Let us use it. When a person hears about it or not wrongly, even the electronic one, you both know and you realize that you made a mistake, you correct it. The last one that you press become your vote. It should be a bigger issue, really. That was that reason is for the understanding that if you are caught unaware, then you must pay the consequences. I think that's what he said. Let us move on. Minority conclusive, is that?
Deleted?
Yeah. Yeah.
87
is deleted. 87 is deleted. Yeah, 87 is deleted. 88, member calling for a division to vote. Of course, with minority is divided against the person there. Let us take call.
Thank you. 88 was voted by the draft team. States that a such a person was pointing at the division must vote. And clearly, I mean, there is that rule that once you are in the House, you have to vote the other vote, yes, no, one stays. But in the case, the only difference in the submission by the ANC is that in the event, because we've already covered the rule that a person must vote, in the event that he or she did not vote, the vote must be recorded against the question
put by the presiding
officer. That's the only
five language. The point that you call for a division, and then suddenly you decide to walk out. I think the democratic process worked out, Natasha.
Yeah.
And then you walk out, then you to be recorded as you voted. No. Because you call for a vote. I thought that you were going to say that those who call for division must vote.
Yeah.
Don't call a division and walk out.
Yeah.
Don't call a division and honorable call and walk out. Call a division and vote.
Yeah.
That's right.
It is a parliamentary practice to frustrate the majority party. So I'm removing all those legitimate parliamentary practices found throughout the world. Because you can call for a division of the vote, you are aware that there is no Quran on the opposition. You walk out and translate the ruling party on the matter. So then it means there shouldn't be a parliamentary activity.
That is, the EFF is 25. If God stands up there and proposes for a vote, if you see the others walk out, you can't walk out. You must remain in hold. Because you are a member who carries the responsibility to vote because you have called for a division. Others can tell them, get out. And then first thing, well, walk out, but why not? You must vote.
Yeah, keep your vote.
Yeah. Otherwise, what is the new law calling division and walk out your affair? You can't work that way. That's a point that's really great, right, yeah. I think that's why I'm saying the purpose now.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move.
Can I ask for clarity on the ANC proposal? If I understand it correctly, it now it says that you must remain in the chamber in the Māori division, but you can either vote for or against. But if you do not vote, your vote will be recorded as against all the questions if you do not vote. So if in the results your name does not appear,
What is it? It's a political act, it's a political expression. But I understand conflict is not like much of a there are times where both sides are wrong.
Yeah.
Whether you do this or do that is wrong, whether you participate is wrong. And your conscience, political conscience, say that you must not participate in the process. You can't, so this conflict is basically forcing us to participate in the process if we do not necessarily.
The point though, Honorable Shiva, is that it's you who call for a vote. Surely, if you call for a vote, you must vote.
No, that's not
but right. Not your party, you can't force your party. But the member who calls for a vote must vote.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
No, that one. No, that one is
not. There's no question.
Let us move on. Yes.
And I just want to think about you that I believe our one is a little more democratic because it doesn't say you must vote against. It says in case you did not vote, then your vote will be recorded.
Yeah. I thought that the point that I was raised is that we shouldn't take that option.
Yeah.
There's no option. You call for a division, you vote. You vote yes for the point that you put it or no. You can't call a division in that state. Because it can't be right that way. You can't do that as a waste of time. I can tell you this thing can be filibustered forever and cause more harm for the good organization. People who are standing up there and say, let's vote, you vote.
Then it works out.
Then he cancels the vote. Okay, let us move on. Let us move to 89 members, 7 must vote. Hey, Floyd, this is not must vote. This is where it's undemocratic.
They can abstain. They can abstain.
Honorable, don't forget that abstaining is still voting. You are taking an opportunity, yes, no, or abstain. That's it, voting. Any point there?
And Chair,
yes, ma'am.
That voting process in the House is still a problem. Because of those machines.
Honorable boy. Things are going to take you out now to drink water.
Yeah, please. It's becoming a problem.
Boy.
Or
you go.
No, Chair, I was saying even that voting, that voting process in the House is a problem. Those voting machines. Maybe at some point you must look at another option. A secret ballot can be introduced in the House.
We have already agreed.
Oh, I'm late.
That the team
is going to forward the proposal on the first ballot. We'll consider it and deal with it.
Okay.
No, that will be fine. Yes.
Can we please acknowledge the political right of members of parliament not to participate in the elections, which are about issues in the House, even on their day? Not participating is a political statement, it's a political right. But you can't say that because they say, hey, you are not okay. Because like sometimes the options are to say that you want to be killed with the gun or a knife and then you are forced to vote and never see that. Even by clicking the abstention button, you are making a legitimate in the whole thing. Which are saying that I don't want to be part of these things, I don't want to participate in this. Can we please acknowledge that right? That people don't have, it's our political right. And it's not an issue which, you know, like a chair. We're discussing politics. I can tell you that even legally, this can't be correct. That you are forced to vote on two options and everything else for abstain, and when you abstain in the second debt, it's going to legitimize the process. Legally, it will not make any sense. It will not make any constitutional sense anyway. I don't want to have you in parliament. We had very much said before that he must not take the force in front of the judicial committee process the way he did. He went ahead, and he was overturned by a court of law itself in December. So it must not lead the Sudan, right? We don't have to walk out of the House. By not participating, we must not be included in the counting of us. Again, it is the obligation of the ruling party to make sure that consistency for the Quran and if we want to clear up the election process, we should think it's not necessary to happen. Let us call it as fast, please.
Honorable Chair.
See, Chair, I believe that you can't have your cake and eat it. If you are in the House, you participate in the activity of the House. As challenged by the presiding. You can't say I'm not part of the forum now, but I'm sitting there. How does the presiding officer know who is part of the forum? If you're in the House, you have a better way of expressing yourself to the electorate and for exile, and to go outside. And then you express yourself. That I believe is a stronger way of expressing yourself rather than sitting there and be counted amongst everybody else and your electorate don't know what you did. They don't know whether you pressed the button or you did. You know it. So I feel that if we don't want to participate in that, let's go outside and have coffee. And they must see us going outside. Otherwise they won't see you doing anything to continue to
sleep.
I still want to repeat what I tried to say before I did up here. You see, the business that is in the House is for all the members that are in there. And all of us, we have got a duty to transact the business of the House that's on the other side. And I think Honorable Shivambo, if you can try to look at this matter, not from one side only, you must also look from the side where he calls for a particular division. And the House is true. And then you have got this rule that says, no, members are not forced to vote. And all of them, then they just reply. But you call for a vote, and people are there. And then nobody votes except you. So, it can't be correct. Because we will have actually run away from the duty that we have as members of the National Assembly, sitting in the National Assembly with the people to come and deal with the business on the other side. And therefore, we must really indicate that all those that are inside the House at the time of the question being put in front of the House must go. And then you've got the three options. Where you are indifferent, then you've got an option to abstain and say, no, I'm not voting yes or no. Then there's an option there that doesn't actually put you to agreeing or refusing anything. And I think if we do that, then it will improve some decorum in the House rather than the things that was
done. We move colleagues. We take the point though that Honorable Paul, that all we are members of the legitimate parliament. It's parliament is the result of the election of the masses of all people in this city. You may disagree with how we engage with you politically, but the institution is a legitimate institution that serves the entire society. Therefore, members are there also legitimate. That's why they are there. There are some obligations when you are a member of parliament. One obligation is for you to say no and to say yes or to abstain. It's obligation to walk out. In fact, you walked out last time, and then I saw Honorable Nakata organizing all through and move out. And then I thought that was a good approach, and finally was running there. But you are democratic right there. No one punishes you for that. You are right to do so. You're expressing your political views on matters. We are happy about that. Honorable Martin also did exactly that. She was almost coming in, but she was stopped by Floyd, go out. And you can realize it it was a democratic right. And then we accepted that. We are very happy about that. And then, surely, let us move on. I think we agree on this one. And then, that particular 91, that's we are having here. And I hope that has removed also. Political question issues and language issues have improved because it moved. I think I hear the purpose, the intention of this, and then how they're going to apply it. And then we are very clear there. 90 is called up for the jurisdiction. I'm not sure what is an issue now. We still have to solve this matter. Yesterday, the Honorable Troy, we had a long discussion with your Honorable Titan, point of order. And then I've never seen him fighting for 5 hours, fighting for a point of order. I thought it's the most simple thing. That's the point of order. We explain it almost 20 times. What is the point of order? And then he knows that the issue that want to raise a parliament.
So is there any possible difference between the ANC one and the one that exists in the property? Is if you read the crafting one, it says, while division is in progress, members may speak to a point of order. Okay? Does that mean that they may speak, and this says, may speak to a point of order arising after the division. Does that mean they may speak to other points of order? In other words, other things. Now, if you look at the ANC proposal, it seems to be saying that they may only raise points of order related to the division, to procedures around the division. So you're not allowed to raise other points of order, maybe about things that happened 10 minutes ago. But that's already precluded by, I think, another rule that says you have to raise points of order immediately. So maybe it's a bit of superfluous.
But is it not that yesterday also raising the point that there will be a lot of rules there. There will be a lot of rules that will be, see, they're not necessary. Bear in mind, though, that we are still going to have many members of parliament coming in every 5 years sometimes. I thought that if the rule doesn't cause any harm, then we must retain it. That's what is correct. Should be clear in its meaning and intention. The title of purpose must be clear. What is this is for? What is it implementable or is the rule way that is there? And then I know that yesterday I was very happy to see the members are not ready to speak. And we said 5 hours to take it back as it's relevant or not. So I then not persuaded. As far as possible, the member was not ready to speak. As far as possible. And it's happy now. He's a happy young man. And we should move on our class. Let us move on this one. Here, if you want, is there any problem with what the past team has proposed?
No, I think we wanted to have a challenge that is, you know, it is all good and well to say that, you know, you think that you need to know about it, but I think it's much easier in the getting a question. So we would like to recommend that we are not.
No member would be allowed to use a cell phone in their house, even in subcommittee on or before. No member would be
allowed. Where is that?
When you're discussing issues. okay, so let us move. It seems conclusion concerning division, that's what we're trying to get to that one. General, I think there's confusion. The process of democracy must clarify. That's to make sure when we vote, we are clear what we are voting. And then, Kaspar, do you think there's an issue there?
No,
sir. 81, Any issue there? DA1, no issue there? EFF, no issue
there? There's only one question I have. I think we discussed this in the task team.
Yeah.
If you look at 92 sub 2 in the task team's proposal, it says that the party would submit the request of any affected members scrutinize the electronic voting results at the table and under their signature make limited corrections. So what happens in a case where a member votes against the party? But then the party whip can correct it. That can't be correct.
Well, it's a point that's a critical point. It's one of the points that we deal with it, and it was a complex one. Because it assumes large unimpedited political issues, that members will vote according to the decisions of their party. That's why it's what we're calling for an issue of secret ballot. That party general parties, unless they will, Nyami decide to lift the wheel. If you lift the wheel, then we may be finding many members of your party voting against what general the party voted for. And in addition to that, I think we must correct the central board.
I think we anticipate that problem.
Yeah.
If you look at the wording, it says party which may at the request of an affected member.
Yeah.
So only if that member says, yes, I vote for problem, being
validated.
And the party would can't wrongly. The party would can't on your own go to say to say, that member, but we've got to vote, no change that.
Yeah.
It has to be at the request of the member.
And how will the... Sorry, sir? How will the affected member know that their vote has been incorrectly recorded?
Chairperson, while I'm understanding the sub 2, I'm trying to relate it to the process in the House where the presiding officer says, have all members voted? Then we say yes. And also the statement that says, if you have voted wrongly, you can vote correctly and your last vote is your correct vote. And then how does this one relate to that kind of a situation? Because this will be after the vote has been done for a member to be correct, whereas the one with particular instruction that needs to be complied with, where you said your last vote
If a member goes to the chamber, he gets affected by terrible flu, he doesn't hear all the instructions, and when the vote are announced, he realizes that he didn't vote according to what he wanted to do. He goes to the party whip and says to me, Honorable Nyami, I realize now that I voted wrong, it's not what I meant to vote wrong. Please can I correct this? And Nyami then attaches to his nation. That is a correction. It does, it is not Nyami who simply goes to a member. The member comes to Nyami and requests a will to assist on that. The will then attaches to his nation. It's just to protect the party, also protecting the individual members. That is the main option there, or the objective of this one. Honorable Paul.
And many are times when the member while he is inside the House, he exercises rights in terms of procedures. If as a party you have picked up as you have not voted as the community outside and our party starts. This is what nothing to do with the House. In the House you exercise your rights as much as you can. But the party leaders, if we ask for the list and we look at the list,
When that membership group were housing on us.
That's what Swami has wanted to do as well.
This rule also recognizes that electronics are not always completely reliable. Members sometimes jump up and say, my machine isn't working. And so then that enables the opportunity for that to be fixed before the results of the check. And it does happen sometimes that members store water over the voting system at their desk, and then they need to arrange through their reps to have their voices recorded.
Okay, well, if that procedure, the purpose was clear, the intention is clear, and the meaning is clear, I think we should move. It's been rather than cool. And let us move to
Nairobi. On that link 242, it would appear that 92.2 will have to be treated the same way we would deal with the issue of secret ballot, because assume that finally the issue of secret ballot arrives and is agreed to, 92.2 may not be applicable. I think that should also be noted.
Yeah, because there will be clear guidelines about how the secret ballot is taken.
Yeah.
And then those guidelines then will be established in very clear manner. If you vote to secret ballot, don't wonder if they wish to go there and see how you voted to the secret ballot. There are some form of guarantee on the secret ballot error. And once, if the rules committee accepts that, after we did the suspect, the registration, I think we may consider all that. Okay. 93 is the correction of the minutes.
Yeah.
What you want us to do on that? On our good point, the train is moved.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are 93 now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let us move this close.
Mm-hmm.
No issue. Okay, colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
The last is that one.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not the only one. Let us move, colleagues. Let's move.
Can you check the...
You can check 5 minutes break.
Why can't you just put it like a
conference? Ha ha ha! Why can't you just put it like a conference?
Go ahead, just enjoy 5 minutes. Ha ha ha!